back with Bill Maher. You know, Bill, Dick Cheney's had his fifth heart attack.
The exact number, 74. Teachers, guidance counselors, even the principal.
This didn't happen during the show. This was after the show.
Oh, okay.
Talikum, which is actually the one they call Shamu.
The speaker has said that she was briefed one time
Bill
about...
Bill Hendry.
...is a closet homosexual.
Oh, pickles.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night here till 1 a.m. on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows no limits, knows no bounds. This radio show transcends talk radio. There are days when people listen to this show and they think they're listening to a party line or something, man. They didn't even think they're listening to a radio show. They think they've bugged somebody's phone. Anyway, welcome to our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. In other words, this is the only real radio show left on the radio dial. Although there's a guy that makes one hell of a good effort at one, better than a good effort. He makes a terrific effort. His name's Bubba the Love Sponge. He's going to be with us tonight at the third hour of our broadcast this evening. As Bubba's getting ready for his show, his morning show, which is national across this country and around the world, frankly, on satellite radio, originates out of Tampa. And he's going to be with us tonight on our show, Bubba the Love Sponge, kind of just a paying back the favor. We were on Bubba's show a couple of months ago on Sirius Satellite. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You can also listen to us online at philhendryshow.com. If you're not within range of one of our great affiliates, you can also watch us if you'd like to. You can watch us on our video cast, a live streaming video feed every night from our studio here. And people love to watch because they want to see me get mad and throw something, which sometimes I do, but I don't think all that often. All right, now we're going to lead tonight on our show with a story having to do with this incident in Orlando. And before we get to our guest, we have a gentleman who was down there today, was in the area, was actually at SeaWorld with his family. He is from California. We are calling for the closing of SeaWorld. Our radio show is calling for the closing of all the SeaWorlds everywhere, whether it's in Orlando or San Diego. This scam, this phony presentation of SeaWorld as a place that cares about animals and does good things for animals, this must end. SeaWorld is not interested in the well-being of animals. SeaWorld, I'm not really quite sure, is interested in the well-being of human beings. SeaWorld is simply a money-making enterprise, and so our radio show has called for the closing forthwith of SeaWorld as anything even remotely approaching an entertainment center. Close it because, in point of fact, it's a place that tortures animals and now is responsible for the death of one of its trainers. Joining us from Orlando, Florida, is Mr. Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell, how are you?
Yes, sir.
What would you do? By the way, I should allow you to comment. What do you think of what I just said?
Well, I think you called for the closing of SeaWorld. I don't know how to go that far. I mean, we're in Orlando right now, and we were looking forward to going and looking at the show that featured these whales, these orcas. And unfortunately, we were not allowed by SeaWorld. I certainly do understand your impatience with SeaWorld. I do understand you have some very serious grievances against SeaWorld, as we do. And we want everyone to be aware of the fact that SeaWorld has prompted me and others to take up the mantle of a class action lawsuit. Although, of course, my point of view on this might be slightly different from yours.
All right. Well, they call it an orca here in the article. It's a whale. It's a killer whale, and it killed an animal trainer at SeaWorld today as dozens of horrified tourists watched. Did you see this, sir?
No, sir. We were waiting to come in to see the show. This would be the second of shows presented on the SeaWorld property. We were getting ready to purchase our tickets when a representative came out and said that they were stopping the shows and there would not be no more of the whale shows. That's when I looked at my daughter, and she was very visibly upset, as was my son and was my wife. I went up to the ticket counter at that time and said...
No, but what I'm asking, you didn't see the actual killing of this. I hope you didn't, but I'm just asking.
No, sir, I did not. And we never had the opportunity to even see it because they had told us, because we were late getting there, If that whale had not killed that trainer, we would have gotten into, I guess, they would have allowed us to get in to see the next show, and perhaps it would have killed a trainer there. I don't know. But we never even had the opportunity because they told us that the show was closed.
Now, your lawsuit has to do with the fact that you were not allowed to conclude your vacation. Is that it?
Well, yes, sir. We're aware that SeaWorld had a situation today, but we had traveled to Orlando. This was our family vacation. I had read the brochures about SeaWorld being a family-friendly or family-oriented, if you will, place. They had the pictures of the whale, and they had pictures of other animals. It was at that time that I made the decision along with my wife that we would purchase our vacation package to go to SeaWorld in Orlando. We could have gone to the one in San Diego. We live much closer, but my children wanted to go see Disney World, and there were other things, other features and everything like this. We go down there at a great expense, and they tell us that they're closing the whale show. And I said, why? And they said, because the trainer had been killed. And I said, I understand that, but the whale is a dangerous whale, and we still wanted to see the whale show. And they said, no.
So, sir, were you insisting on continuing to see the Shamu show?
We felt this was a very difficult thing because I wanted to be sensitive. I understand what SeaWorld is up against, but SeaWorld doesn't understand what I'm up against. SeaWorld doesn't understand what, you know, thousands of families across America are up against. I had spent, in a recession, I'd spent very good money to buy plane tickets, hotel accommodation, and to come down here with my family and go on at SeaWorld. My daughter and my son wanted to see SeaWorld, and they said no because of this trainer being killed. Now, our point and the point that we make in the lawsuit...
And you are filing a lawsuit.
Yes, sir, we are.
What is your lawsuit going to contend?
Our lawsuit has a number of components. The first, I think, if I'm just from memory right now, but I did make some notes. The first the component is a general emotional cruelty and an alienation of affection between myself and my family that SeaWorld caused as a result of not allowing us to go and look at the whale show. And I understand that someone died, but the fact is, this is not the first person to die at SeaWorld, and they're making it into, you know, excuse me for saying it, but they're making it into a big deal when they know full well that they've had it happen. Number two, this was an alienation between myself and my children. It caused emotional distress, and it certainly does, it did lead, at least in the interim, to affecting my intimate life with my wife as a result of my emotional distress. Shamu was why we were there.
But, sir, do you understand, all right, now I've heard that you want to file a lawsuit against SeaWorld for what, for closing the show?
For not, in other words, it's false advertising. But I understand they have if they want to close the show for reasons that they give, but they do it at their own risk because they can say, well, we're doing it because of this. And I can say, well, because you did that, look what you've done to me. And they don't take that into consideration. All they're thinking about is making sure everybody thinks they're, you know, their public image is good. Well, look what they've done to me.
And all right, what are you contending then? That the fact that they closed the show, they closed the whale show at SeaWorld, you didn't get in to see.
We did not get in to see this. And I have talked to, and I got the names of about five other families who were also in line to see the show and would not be able to see the show.
Now, what do you say to people who will say to you, you know, out of sensitivity to the, first of all, there was a young woman that was killed, the fact that they didn't want to go on with the show because of this death?
Well, what do I say to them is, I understand that, and we are very sorry, and I'm not quite sure how that applies to me.
Well, it would apply to you in this sense. One of their own, a worker at SeaWorld, died. And the people at work at SeaWorld may not have the emotional wherewithal to go on with these whale shows.
Well, if you've ever gone to Las Vegas, Mr. Hendry, and you've seen the Cirque du Soleil, those people come off that stage with broken bones, they get hurt. And anything physical, if you're doing a ballet, if you're doing like Cirque du Soleil, that's very physical.
And well, Cirque du Soleil is one thing. That's a ballet, or it's a contortionist act, or whatever you want to call it. It's a marvelous presentation, but they're not dealing or working with a wild animal.
Well, that's the component of SeaWorld. They've got a wild whale that they work with, whereas Cirque du Soleil is working with high dive. So you could say, and I said to my attorney, and I also said to the representative of SeaWorld, I said, yeah, you know, you can't get away with telling me that you don't know that you're working with a wild whale and that the whale could possibly kill. And the man said, we know it's a killer whale. I said, right there, okay? So please don't tell me that this is something that you can't deal with. I know you can deal with it. I know that they went and they had, I saw him go off and have lunch. And so they're dealing with it good. The only people that didn't deal with it good were me and my family. And I've been sitting in a hotel room all afternoon. We've had nothing to do. The whale show got shut down. I'm very sensitive to the fact that a young lady died. But my family life died a little bit today as well, Mr. Henry, because we were not allowed to enjoy a family vacation in the middle of a recession I spent good money on. And the emotional death of my job, of my life, today. And
well, sir, look, you know, this is a very dangerous job.
Yes, sir, but all jobs are dangerous. Ruining a family vacation because someone didn't know their job is actionable.
And are you saying that the reason your family vacation's been ruined because someone didn't know their job?
I don't think there's anybody listening to your show right now who's going to disagree with it. They didn't know their jobs, and so they've turned around and ruined my vacation. The lady who was killed, and I'm sorry, but I also have been killed in a way, and that's what I said in the lawsuit.
How? What do you mean you've been killed?
That my vacation was killed, and my relationship with my children is dead. As it's dead. It can be brought back to life, unlike the lady.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He's a father. He is a husband, and his family and he are in Orlando right now, and they were going to go see the SeaWorld Shamu show, but they didn't because of this incident. He's planning a lawsuit against SeaWorld because they were denied the ability to watch the Shamu show because of this death, which he says is the result of people not knowing their jobs. It's not his fault. 877-876-PHIL, and other reporting we'll do on this situation at SeaWorld today. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
I hope I did that good.
I don't know.
Phil Henry.
What do you mean you don't know?
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Joining me from Orlando, Florida tonight is Mr. Stephen Bozell, who was a witness, at least to the extent that he was in the park, to the tumult, to the trauma of this situation today at SeaWorld. And Mr. Bozell, you've heard our editorial opinion on this show. We believe that SeaWorld should be closed. We think all of them should be closed. You don't agree with that?
My take is, and it may be what you say is right, but we were not even allowed to see anything about it. And some people had said to me, and I know my attorney said to me to be careful not to be on your show and make it sound like I wish that I would have seen how the whale, you know, how a wild whale went wild on the woman. And I don't want to see that. I'm saying that I don't want to see that. But I am saying that we need to sue SeaWorld because they wouldn't allow us to go and see what the other people got to see. And
what do you mean what the other people got to see? What the other people saw was the death of a trainer.
No, I'm not saying that I wanted to see that, but they had the opportunity to see a whale, you know, a wild whale show, and we were not allowed to see it.
And you do not accept SeaWorld's explanation of that. We had to close this particular attraction down. We felt that it was appropriate.
No, sir, we do not, because while they feel they need to close down an attraction because one person, and maybe more, didn't do their job good, I don't get to see the whale show. Now, I told you that this has caused my family very intimate trauma, my relationship with my children, and I also came out and said it in a court document of the intimate life with my wife. And that has to do mostly with my nerves.
You're talking about the intimate life with your wife. You're talking about your sex life?
As of this afternoon, yes, sir. Because of the emotional distress that it caused me, and thinking that my children, you know, don't respect me as much because we didn't see a wild, you know, the Wild Whale show this afternoon.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number with Mr. Stephen Bozell from Orlando, Florida, as we talk about the aftermath of these events in Orlando, Florida today at SeaWorld. Here is Debbie in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Debbie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
I'm really shocked at this frivolous lawsuit. It's like people wanting money for spilling hot coffee when they know it's hot. It's insensitive. If you can't teach your children about life and respect of life, and because you can't find something else to do with them, and you feel like you've lost your money when this was a tragedy that was not foreseen.
If you look at the hot coffee lawsuit, you would know that that coffee was at a temperature that was lethal. It was a dangerously high temperature. And the same thing with the Wild Whale Show, we were not given the opportunity. You know the money that we spend for the tickets and everything. Also, the hotel.
If you get reimbursed for your tickets, I can understand that. The show was canceled. I can understand reimbursement. But a lawsuit because you can't sleep with your wife and you can't teach your children or take your children anywhere else and do anything else in that town, that is a frivolous lawsuit that is costing us money that pay taxes and have to pay for lawsuits that are insensitive. And I hold life dear.
Do you have children? Do you have children?
Yes,
have you taken them on an expensive Wild Whale vacation? When we went down there,
I have taken them on many vacations and
my daughter cried. And my daughter asked me, she said, why does the man not let us go see the whale? And I said, I don't know.
And you don't know.
Wait. Hold on, Steve. You knew full well why they wouldn't let you in. Why didn't you tell your daughter?
Because my daughter was a little girl and I wasn't.
Life and death to her.
I'm not going to scare my daughter. I told my daughter.
What did you tell your daughter?
I said they wouldn't let us go see the whale show because they were mean.
And well, that's not telling her the truth.
You lied to her.
I'm not going to tell her about someone getting chewed. I'm not going to tell her about a woman getting.
You could say there's an accident. How old is your child?
My daughter's 13.
Oh, come on, 13?
Pardon me, but I'll raise my daughter as I see fit. Pardon me, both of
you. Right.
Please.
Well, then
please
you say what you want, but don't cost America frivolous lawsuits because you want money in your pocket for something that didn't show through with no sensitivity.
I tried to relax this afternoon. Yes, ma'am, but I tried to relax this afternoon with my wife, and we were not able to consummate. And the reason for that was
I'm not able to because I just had a baby die at the hospital, but I get over it. That's life, and that's respect for life.
Yes, ma'am, but you had something good happen to you. I had something bad, and then another bad thing.
No, I didn't have anything good happen to me. I had a newborn baby die.
But that's not good?
What do you think? Of course that's not good. I'm very sorry to hear that, Debbie. I'm very sorry to hear that, Debbie.
I revere life, and I teach children, and I have teenagers. I'm a Girl Scout leader.
Are you able to consummate with?
Don't answer that question. That's none of your business.
Well, I mentioned it in my lawsuit.
That's your business to mention in a lawsuit. Don't ask this lady that question. But the override, and Debbie, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Wait a minute. She didn't comment on the fact that I'm not able to.
Yes, she did. She talked about her baby that she lost. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lisa in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell.
Hi. I think that, Steve, I'm just laughing when you say that your day is ruined and you've been trying to consummate with your life. You're in Orlando with your kids. As Debbie said, there's a million things to do in Orlando. And not all of them are wildly expensive. There's a lot of things that are affordable that are to do in Orlando. And your number one concern was going back to the hotel and trying to consummate with your wife when you're saying that you're really concerned. Half of your argument is also how concerned you are for your kids. So, bye, kids. We're going to go try to make Whoopee. I'm sorry you've had a bad day and couldn't get into the world.
My children were disappointed, so I told them to go play. There's a fountain in front of the hotel that their mother and I needed to talk.
Wait. Okay. You're going to have your children play in a fountain in front of the hotel?
Ma'am, I come from Corona, California, which is near Los Angeles, and there's lots more to do in L.A., but we went down to see the wild animals, in to see the wild whales.
Right, you should have gotten, then go to Animal Kingdom or drive an hour to Busch Gardens. You know, you want to see wild animals.
Animal Kingdom.
They're all around there.
That's Animal Kingdom. Is that exist?
It's in Orlando.
I guess it may be in Orlando.
Disney runs it.
Lisa, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Stephen Bozell, who's suing SeaWorld because they didn't get to see the whale show today. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You have to understand, I have tried and tried. I'd even use Viagra.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up later on in our program, we are going to be talking with Bubba Love Sponge. Bubba with his nationally syndicated, but his show is just on the satellite, man. It's on the Sirius XM satellite all over the country, all over the world. We'll be talking to Bubba the Love Sponge tonight in our last hour, and he's also heard nationally out of Tampa on terrestrial radio. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming up Friday night, we have Dr. Michael Stone. Joining me from Orlando, Florida, is Mr. Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is filing a lawsuit against SeaWorld, not because of the death of the trainer, but because you and your family didn't get a chance to go see the whale show. So you're saying, Mr. Bozell, that the park deprived you and your family of the opportunity to see the show because they shut the shows down after the death of this trainer?
Yes, sir, but
all right, so we've got that established.
But, Mr. Henry, the insensitivity that you're attributing to me does not... I'm not insensitive to the fact that a lady, you know, that the lady got killed by the whale. But this is a personnel matter between SeaWorld and its employee. And it has nothing to do with me. I don't go and tell people about my, you know, the problems I have with my employee. And
you understand the woman died?
I understand that, yes, sir. Now, that was human error. And
I get that, but here's the thing. If people at the park don't want to work because they're depressed...
If they don't want to work because they're depressed. I don't want to work because I'm depressed. But guess what? I go to work anyway. I do the job. I go down to Disney World or SeaWorld, and I want to see the show. They don't let me. And I go and try to lighten the mood between myself and my children because the children are very upset. And I said, you know, the last wild whale show I went to was your Aunt Kathy. You know, I made a joke.
I didn't get that. What is that?
I said, the last time I saw a wild whale show, it was your Aunt Kathy, which is my sister-in-law. And the kids didn't laugh. My wife didn't think it was funny, but that's when she said that there wouldn't be. My understanding was that we were going to go into the bedroom and relax. And now she won't do it, and I was trying to make things better.
You tried to lighten the mood by saying the last time you saw a wild whale show, it was your Aunt Kathy.
Sir, at that time I was trying anything I could so the children wouldn't be depressed about not seeing the whale.
877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Tammy listening to us in Texas tonight. Tammy, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I think that he needs to take his children and him to a psychiatrist because that's just crazy what he's doing. Those kids would have fun anywhere as long as they love their father and he loves them. They could have fun in a bowling alley, in a park, in a zoo, anywhere. But he's making it way more than it needs to be. A woman died, and he needs to be considerate.
Well, the children were very upset that they would just go to the
whale show
for no reason.
It sounds to me like you're more upset.
No, the
it
kids...
Well, you didn't tell the kids... You didn't tell the kids that why they closed it.
Whoa, hold on for a minute. What did you say, ma'am?
It sounds to me like you're a little money hungry. Maybe you need to take your money and go to a psychiatrist.
I'm money hungry? Really? So...
Yes,
apparently
because
you don't
I think
have
that
children.
As long as your
apparently
children,
you
know what? I have
no, you,
four
no,
children.
No, you don't have children.
And
you couldn't possibly have children and not
my
understand
love
why.
Me and they have fun wherever we go. We have
really?
Fun wherever we go. I don't
well, ma'am, that just sounds
that's
impossible.
They need to go.
That's impossible, ma'am. No children are happy all the time. So right there, I think.
My children
would be,
are. Obviously, your children have maybe a little bit of what you have in you.
Well, ma'am, you don't. So now you want to make fun of my own children. So that's not enough just to call me.
I'm not making fun of your children. I'm saying that you are instilling something in your children that don't need to be there. You're teaching them how to get money for nothing. You don't do that.
Well, ma'am, I would say...
Everything comes out of the water.
Your children... See, you know, are you
married? You're really going to do something like that.
Does your husband live with you?
Of course.
All right. Okay. I'll bet you he's unhappy if he wants to make a wild whale joke and you look at him cross-eyed because the kids are on your side. Apparently, you've got the kids brainwashed into being on your side.
We're not making wild jokes. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying your children, because they're on your side, they must be going against your husband. So if he makes a wild whale joke, no one laughs. Is that right?
What's your point here?
Number one, why not?
There's something wrong with this.
What is your point, mister? My point is only this.
There's something wrong with your story. There's something wrong with your story. You're telling me that
you're teaching your children to be dishonest.
You want your children to be dishonest? But you're being dishonest by saying your kids are all frolicking and everything.
You were being dishonest.
What do you mean frolicking?
You told your 13-year-old daughter that what? You couldn't tell her the truth? She's 13, for God's sake.
Well, ma'am, either you have a good relationship with your children, or there's somebody's lying somewhere.
Why do you think this lady's lying?
She says that her kids frolic and have a frolic. They frolic every day.
My children would be happy as long as they were spending time with me and my husband. They don't need to see anything in particular to be happy.
So that's what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is it's
a big ego trip for you. As long as your children are worshiping you,
they don't love me anymore because I wouldn't let them see a world show. Well, if your children don't love you, then they didn't love you to begin with.
How come my wife cut me off this afternoon? And that's really what we're talking about.
She doesn't love you either because you're insensitive and you're money hungry.
My wife doesn't love me? If my wife didn't love me, okay.
She cut you off because she didn't get to see a whale show, but she needs help too.
Well,
no, what happened between you and your wife had to do with the comment you made about her sister when you said that the last wild whale you saw was Aunt Catherine.
I was talking to the children.
But your wife heard it.
Well, boy, there's something wrong with this lady's story. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether your kids are lying or your husband cut your husband off. I don't know what happened.
No, let's get it off of this lady.
No, ma'am.
When you say to your kids, the last wild whale I saw was your Aunt Catherine, how do you think the sister of that woman, your wife, is going to react?
Are you telling me that's reason to cut a man off?
Boy. Yes.
And this is, your children are with you, man. You'd think that this was some cruise you and your wife were on, and you were really looking forward to the intimate time you're going to be spending together. Tammy, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-FIELD. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand. What does that got to do with anything? That lady comes on, and she says that her children are frolicking and gay and laughing and giggling. And
so she said that they're happy to spend time with her.
Right, because she thinks she craps lilac. Okay, fine.
No, the lady didn't say anything of the sort, Mr. Bozell. What she said was the children are happy with her and her husband.
She didn't comment on cutting off her husband, and that's not what this is about.
No kidding.
Okay, but what I'm trying to tell you is this. All right, it all started when SeaWorld did it to me, and that's what I'm trying to say. It's got nothing to do with me saying that their Aunt Catherine was the last wild whale that I saw in the wild.
And what did you say?
I said to my kids, the last wild whale I seen in the wild was your Aunt Catherine.
All right, 877.
Well, I haven't finished my point.
That's fine, sir, but I got to get to another call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ty Lee. Ty Lee, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil Henry. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Good. Thank you.
One thing is, I do agree with you about closing down the SeaWorld. I think they shouldn't be open to the public. Like, I understand if they find wounded animals, rehabilitating them to put them back in the wild, but they shouldn't be trained to do tricks.
No.
They're wild.
No. No.
And
you know, one of the things you can do is just, not to interrupt you or anything, but here at the Aquarium of the Pacific, you can watch the trainers rehabilitating the animals, putting them through exercises that help the animal, and it's almost as good as seeing a show. Yeah.
Same here within Boston Aquarium. You get to see them rehabilitate animals, and you know they show them being let loose, which is a great thing.
What has this got to do with my lawsuit? Because two of you are having a conversation.
Because
the lady's going to talk to you in a minute. Yeah.
God.
This guy is very insensitive thinking because they closed it down. He can't understand that workers knew this woman very well, became depressed. I mean, if I was working with wild animals, I wouldn't want to work after, you know, seeing a friend of mine, you know, killed by a wild animal. I'd be too nervous to work with an animal.
You remember that guy?
I mean,
Remember that guy, Steve Irwin? He got I forget what happened, but an alligator, I think, ate him. And the next day,
an alligator didn't eat him. He got pierced through the heart by a stingray.
That's right, a stingray.
All right. Okay, so there he is in the prime of life, and the next thing you know, he's impaled on a stingray. The next day, they were right back at it with Steve Irwin reruns. It was great.
No, they were not the next day. They took time. They took time to honor this man, to eulogize this man.
Well, the point is, so let's say what you're saying is right and what the lady's saying is right. What about the first-class airfare, the hotels, and we took the all-day package?
There are plenty of other things for you could have been able to do in Florida. You could have drove over to the next town over to Kissimmee, Florida, and went to Alligator Land. There are so many things around the area you could have done with your children.
What do you mean, big wow?
Oh, she's trying to tell me that Alligator Land is as cool? Oh, my God.
Actually sitting there being able to see alligators in a giant tank. My kids thought that was pretty cool.
That's really cool. I would way more want to see
You just want to get a lawsuit to get some free money. And you know what? You're going to take this to court, and they're going to laugh at you.
Because I'm going to stand up for every man that ever got cut off by his wife when he tried to make his children feel better.
Oh, come
you
on, pal. Are you kidding
taking
me?
Them somewhere else. You're unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right. You suggesting that I take them to Alligator Land, I might as well take them down to a carnival in the parking lot of a supermarket.
Well, you're dense in the head. There are tons of different places to take them down in Florida. You know, if you really, really looked into it, you could have found other things to do, just in case you couldn't have done that. You know that? You know, things don't always run perfect. You always have backup plans to do other things with your family if you go on a vacation.
Okay, so why don't I tell you this? Next time your vacation gets ruined, why don't you take your family and you to Gopherland? It's so neat to see them come out of a hole. Yeah, sure.
Oh, come on, man. She's not saying...
My vacations never get ruined because I plan more than one thing just in case something is closed for some reason, whatever reason. I plan my vacations up very well.
You know, so you're just perfect, too. That's two perfect women in a row that I've met.
No, it's called... You want a great vacation. You want to make sure it goes well so you don't waste your money.
Their husbands off.
Exactly. You plan ahead. Listen, thank you so much, Tylee, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a very quick break here. 877-876-PHIL. Your point about Alligator Land, Mr. Bozell, what the lady is saying is the kids could have gone. You could have gone to another attraction at SeaWorld. There are a number of other things.
There is nothing as good as seeing. Everyone knows the reason why you go to SeaWorld is to look at the whale. And she's telling me to drive across some dirt road to some place that's run by a crackhead so I can see a blizzard. Boy, I feel lonely. I'm so alone right now.
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Stephen Bozell suing SeaWorld, not because of what happened to that poor trainer, but because he and his family got shut out of seeing the whale show because they stopped the performances for the day. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh boy, oh my God.
Phil Hendry.
Mr. Bozell, and we have Stephen Bozell. We'll get back to some more phone calls. A couple of the things in your lawsuit where you're talking about a man named Ray Gypsum. Is that his name?
Yes, sir.
Is he an employee of SeaWorld?
No, he is not. However, we have named him in the suit. And the reason why we have named him in the suit, if you can understand, and the opinions of your listeners notwithstanding, Mr. Henry, we had gone to SeaWorld today, and we are in Orlando, Florida. We're not at SeaWorld in San Diego. We didn't just get in a car. We get in an airplane and fly everywhere. This man said to my to me and to my wife, well, why don't you go look at the sea otters? And
are you all right?
Yes, sir. Hold on. When you bring your entire family across the country to see the whale exhibition, or the wild whales, and a man is insensitive enough to say to you, well, I'm sorry about the whale show, why don't you go look at the sea otters?
Well, what is the problem? Because sea otters are not whales?
I'm not a child, okay?
No, I know you're not a child. I know you're not a child.
Well, sea otters are not whales? Of course they're not. A sea otter? Why do I care about that? Why would anyone care about a sea otter in relationship to a whale? It's not. A whale's a mammal. That's the only thing they have in common.
So it angered you?
It angered me. It frustrated me. My wife laughed. And that was probably the most humiliating part when she laughed at that. I had said, you know, the last wild whale that I saw was your Aunt Kathy. No one laughed. Now the guy says, why don't you go look at the sea otters? My wife laughs. And, of course, you're going to ask yourself questions. Why'd she laugh at that?
So this guy's going to get sued because he suggested the sea otters.
Yes, sir. And if you read the lawsuit, it's going to be a lot clearer to you.
All right. So 877-876-PHIL. I understand that sea otters are not whales, but they perhaps he was trying to make it better for your family. I don't know. Here is Tara on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tara. You're with Stephen Bozell.
I'm catching this, and I had to laugh. I thought it was a joke. Either this man needs some serious therapy if he really is believing this, or he's out to con and get some money.
The thing is, anytime
an injury or death occurs at a park, they always shut the exhibit.
My daughter was emotionally injured.
But they always shut the exhibit down. They have to investigate what happened. Every park does it. It is standard practice. You always have to have a remedy. You cannot go into court and sue someone without an opportunity for that person to rectify.
They didn't shut the park down. They didn't shut the park down. They shut down
the exhibit. Exactly. They had to investigate. It's standard practice. You shut it down to investigate, make sure it's safe and secure before you open it back up.
And that's why I'm suing, because of their negligence.
They didn't let me and my kids go see.
That
was somebody losing their life.
A whale ate a trainer. The whale ate the trainer. You're telling me that that's not negligence?
Well, the whale didn't eat the trainer. The whale drowned the trainer. Okay.
But first of all, what's to investigate? The whale ate the trainer, and that's the end of that. But even if they had to investigate, it's human negligence, or somebody's negligence, human or whale, and that's what that is.
You know, your lawsuit is going to get laughed out of court. It's frivolous. And you're very selfish. Yes, I understand you had your feelings hurt. But it's very selfish. That family that just lost that trainer is grieving. How dare you get on the radio and talk about suing them because you didn't get your pie.
Exactly.
You didn't get what you wanted.
Exactly.
That is what's upsetting in this situation, and we should all turn around and sue you for even coming up with something like this.
What about that, Mr. Bozell, that a family lost a loved one?
What I'm trying to say is that everybody loses all the way around. They lost their daughter. I was made fun of by Mr. Gibson, as well as my own wife, laughed at that, as well as my kids who didn't laugh.
And the lady says,
I'm kidding. Let me. I'll tell you one thing, Lee. You think I'm kidding? I'm manned up. I bought round trip first class airfare to Orlando, Florida, in the hotel, everything. If that ain't man enough, how many men are doing that for their family?
I took my daughter to Orlando. There's like everybody's been saying. There's plenty of other things to do. It's like, okay, you know what? Good things happen. Disappointments happen. Man up. Find another alternative.
Okay.
Find plan B.
Is manning up getting screwed?
And if you and your wife are having intimacy issues, then that didn't start from today. That's been going on. So don't use this as an excuse why you're shutting down. You have
we
issues.
Were perfectly
get some
fine.
Therapy.
We were fine until they shut the Whale Act down.
You were not fine. If
really?
You're claiming that you're about to file a lawsuit because they caused you emotional duress and you can't function with your wife, you need help. That did not happen.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I do need help. And you know why I need help? Because SeaWorld wouldn't let me see a wild whale show, and yet when that guy says to me, go look at the sea otters, I'm supposed to laugh that off?
No, go look at the sea otters.
No.
There's more to do with
SeaWorld. Go look at the sea otters.
There's more to do with SeaWorld than just see the whale show.
All right, ma'am, but do you think a sea otter is a perfect substitution for a whale? No.
You're not going to see the whale, man. The whale's done. They shut it down. So what are you going to do? You're going to leave SeaWorld? Are you going to stay there? You can see the otters. You can see the dolphins. You can go and look at the sea turtles. You can go and have lunch. You can go. There's a million things to do, okay?
I can't have any sympathy for your situation.
The two of you have never been, I guess you've never been to see a wild whale pack.
I've seen all kinds of.
I've been to SeaWorld. I've seen it. You're not missing much.
Right.
What? You're not
exactly.
missing anything.
No.
You're not missing
well,
anything.
I'll tell you something. You got to see it. Mr. Henry got to see it, but I didn't. And I get cut off.
Thank you very much
You're
for your call,
man.
87. Thank you, Tara. 877-876. You heard the message.
Yeah, I heard the message. I think it is bigoted against me as a father. I just. God, I feel alone.
What?
I feel so alone.
You feel alone?
Yes.
Well, you're going to feel alone, Mr. Bozell, when you take a stand that no thinking human being's going to take.
Oh.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Good Lord. Phil Hendry. David G. Hall.